The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for my strawberry letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. So write
it. Could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, I'm only doing it for the money. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 6 years. On Labor Day, my husband had a motorcycle accident, and he has not been able to work since then. He's a barber, and he made great money, but he's not able to fully use his right arm right now. He's in rehab and getting better. We've been running through our savings since his accident, and I've been stressed out about money. My brother-in-law came to town to check on us, and he sent me to get my hair done and gave me money to hang out with my girls for a while. It was very sweet, but my husband didn't like it one bit. He told me to stay away from his brother because he's sneaky. His brother slept on our couch for 2 nights and was never inappropriate with me. On the day he left, he said he was going to send me some money so I don't have to look like what I'm going through. I told him that would be nice, not expecting him to actually do it. A week later, I got a call from his brother saying he was coming back to town to help me out financially, but not to say anything to his brother. I met my brother-in-law at one of the newer restaurants, and he told me to get all of our bills together, and he'd pay them for 3 months. He had a box of condoms in his coat pocket, and he said, "These are for us." He propositioned me for sex in exchange for paying our bills for 3 months. It was like good battling evil because on the real, I've been wanting this man since I met him. I decided to take him up on his offer so we could get out of debt. I figured no one will know, but my conscience is driving me crazy because the sex is so good. I love my husband, and thank God he does not suspect anything. Is it too risky, or should I keep it up till the bills are paid? Okay, first of all, stop all these lies, okay? That's A. Stop all these lies. You love your husband. You love your husband. You had the nerve to say that in this letter. You love him. Okay. There's so many red flags in this letter. Is it too risky to, or should I keep it up till the bills are paid? I'm just really mad at this letter because you don't want advice from us. You don't want advice from us. You want to keep on doing what you're doing. You already know what it is. You know all the answers. This is so foul. You're doing it with your husband's brother. You know what you're doing. You know that your husband told you to stay away from his brother, and you know why. He said because he's sneaky. And look what he's doing, and look what you're doing. You're sleeping with his brother anyway, and you absolutely know what will happen if your husband finds out. You're not doing this to get your bills paid. That's a lame excuse. You're doing it because you want to do it, because you like his brother, and you've wanted him since day one. Well, you got him now. You're locked in, and nothing we could ever say is going to stop that. So go on, wifey and sister-in-law. Live your life and pray you don't get pregnant or worse with this situation. And pray that your husband doesn't find out and kill you both when his right arm gets better. Tommy?
You are a rotten spouse. You foul. The brother-in-law is foul. Y'all just foul. And then you got the nerve to say something about your conscience. Your conscience? You ain't got no damn conscience. No. You could care less. Now, you're talking about you did it for the money, but you're contradicting yourself because you said, "I've been wanting this man." That's all it is. You've been wanting this man. This man been wanting you. All right? And he done came down and he plotted on you. He done came down and said, okay, when I come back, I'm coming back with some money. I'm going to pay them bills and I'm bringing a box of condoms. All this been laid out. He already done figured out what he want to do with you. So you are rotten. And at some point, your husband going to find out about this. It's the lowest thing you could possibly do. This is brother. This is brother. How much lower can you get? And he know his brother ain't worth a damn. He done told you, my brother sneaky. Been sneaky since we got here on Earth. My brother been sneaky. I already know. You really, he shouldn't even let his brother stay in his house. If he that sneaky, he shouldn't even let him. It wouldn't have been no two nights on my couch. No. I'll help you get a room somewhere, but you ain't staying at my house. But it didn't even matter. He stayed at the house because you been wanting that man.
Ooh.
You been wanting that man. It's somebody, that brother. You been wanting that. Now some money go with it too. Oh, this looks even better. Meanwhile, your husband over there, his right arm ain't working. He can't cut nobody hair. He all in trouble. I swear, when he get that right arm back together, I hope he beat his brother ass. I really do. I hope he really do. This is when you cut somebody hair while they sleep. He need to do everything he can to his ragged ass brother. Your brother ain't worth a darn. And I'm not even tripping on what you doing, which is wrong. I'm tripping on the fact it's his brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's his brother. It's his flesh and blood. Ain't nobody. You could have went mess with somebody at the barbershop. And what? His brother? What?
Yeah, man.
It's the lowest you can be. You done it. You're gonna screw up your marriage. That's about to be over. You might as well go and count that out. It's over. That's a wrap. Because you over there with the brother. And the brother ain't gonna stop. This is a game to him. He don't care. He don't care about how many lives he messed up. Y'all, the relationship is shot. This is done.
Let
me just go and say this shirt. You are not ready to love. And I'm just going to leave it right there. You're not.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, nephew. We'll have part two of this strawberry letter with Junior's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject, I'm only doing it for the money. We'll get back into it right after this.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. But it's tough to find one that will last through the season. That's why the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. Slate Magazine called it the greatest hoodie ever made, and from cotton to zipper, it's made right here in the USA. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, a double-lined hood, and reinforced elbow patches, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
All right, it is time now to recap the strawberry letter. The subject is, I'm only doing it for the money. A woman wrote in. She's been married for 6 years. On Labor Day, her husband had a motorcycle accident. He messed up his right arm. Why is that important? Because he's a barber and he needs his right arm to work. Well, he hasn't been able to work, so the bills have been piling up. The brother stepped in. The husband's brother, the wife's brother-in-law, stepped in and said, you know what? I'll help you guys pay your bills and all that.
Trifling ass.
I'll help you. So he gave the wife some money to go get her nails done and everything, hang out with her girls. Then he came back. He had he asked the wife to bring her a box of the bills so he could pay them. And then he's put a box of condoms out there and said, this is for us because this is payment for me paying your bills. So he wants to sleep with her and he would give her the money to pay the bills. Yes, Tommy.
Hey, was it a box of three or a box of 12? Which one do you think?
No, 12, because it's 3 months. Anyway, she took him up on his offer, and now all of a sudden she's feeling guilty about, you know, her husband and all that, but in reality, she's always wanted the brother since day one, so now she's saying she thanks God, and she loves her husband, and is it too risky? Should he keep it up so that the bills can get paid? So, Junior, that's where we are. What you think?
How much in debt are we?
How much?
A lot.
Always. To sleep with your husband's brother.
To your husband's brother. How much is it? 20,000? We 50? We 100?
Right. A million?
How much? Because then if we a million, I understand. If we just talk about 10,000, this don't make no sense. Nah, this don't make no sense. Because you got to think about it. I know he's going through rehab, everything. First of all, I feel for the hug because I'm a sick person. I understand how this go.
But you don't have any brothers, thank God.
Yeah, but you know what? The fact that you're going to do it to your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
They had a really raggedy Christmas. Y'all know that. Y'all don't understand that. Right? You understand trees? Thanksgiving was trash. You know that, right? Y'all understand? We just got through the holidays. You know it was trash, right? Now, Marcus sitting over there with his arm that ain't working on the right side. You know, all he can do is just turn left. He just keep rotating. He don't have his arm working. All he doing is turning left because the right side ain't working. And you slept with my brother for these bills. How much in debt are we? This don't make no sense.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, the bills? How much bills are we talking about? How much is the light bill at this house? How much?
This is a big house.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
Uh-huh.
He made the money. He's coming back to being a barber. He's going to get there. He just got to go through rehab. As a sick person, I've been there. I've been to rehab before. I know how long it takes. I got it. Understand? You sit there and did it to this man like this here. So every time you come in the house after sleeping with his brother, you got to look at him. That whole right side ain't working. He keeps looking at you. Welcome home to the left. Everything's to the left. Nothing on the right is working. Nothing on the right is working.
That visual, Junior. That visual right there.
Hey, where you been? Where you been? To the left, though. Where you been? Where you been? Where you been?
That's
everything's
sad.
To the left. He's trying to work on the right.
Really
he's trying
is.
To get back there. You know you slept with your brother, and you keep coming home with money. You ain't working that much. We know how much you make. We know that. You know you can't hold down this whole house. What are you doing to come home with all this money? What are you doing? With who? With who?
But, Junior, how would you feel if this was your brother, though? I mean, your
brother. This your brother. He told you. The man told you, do not trust my brother. He's sneaky.
Yeah.
You did it anyway.
Too late. Too late.
Trifling.
Yeah. This is terrible.
I wouldn't even hold your hand if he's saying grace. If I know this, I'm not holding your hand when we're saying grace. You ain't going to get me struck. Not yet. No.
So, Junior, let me ask you this. Should he now start trying to cut hair with his left hand? We can get back in the game.
He needs to catch him while he sleep.
Because we're all left-handed, so it's easy for us.
We left-handed.
I'm not. I'm left-handed. So, I still would have to.
So, you empathize with the husband, Carla.
Oh, man, low down his white up arm, I'm cutting his hair any kind of way I want to with this folded up arm on. I'm turning to the left, though. I know everything is going to be to the left. His right arm is not working.
There's going to be some lopsided haircuts. Though.
Man.
Low down.
The Gumby.
This
the
is
Gumby
low down.
Look.
This is trifling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know these type of women exist.
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
So we sitting up here in my mama's house, and we got to say grace, and I'm holding your hand knowing you slept with my brother? No. Ooh. First of all, he's not holding two hands. He ain't got one. So he got a left arm. That right arm is not holding nobody's hand. He's in rehab.
Until he gets finished with rehab.
Yeah, he got to finish rehab. But I'm telling you, it's struggle because it's his offhand. He's a dominant right barber. He can't fade with his left hand. He's not doing that. Okay?
Well, I hope he only has one brother. That's what I hope.
The fact of the matter is, you knew it. You admitted it. I've been.
He's
just mad you married the wrong brother. Mm-hmm. This man had an accident, and you're going to leave him out here like this and do this to this man? Yeah. How you want us to respect you? We don't care about you, lady.
Yeah.
This relationship been over. We don't care.
Yeah. Mad at this letter for real.
Mm-hmm. You're trifling.
Yeah.
Trifling.
Yeah.
I think about, man, I wish, man, do you know, I promise you, if my wife did anything close to this, it's over that day.
Yeah.
As soon as I find out, one arm, everything, I'm putting all your clothes out with this left arm. That's what I'm doing.
Why you?
To the left.
You got me thinking like it's the fugitive.
Yeah.
I was left the one arm, man.
The fugitive. The one arm. No, you did.
All right, guys. Listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter. Thank you. At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.